This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, every Thursday we celebrate people in our different communities, you know, for the work that they're doing to uplift the fellow community members. So we call them our breakfast champions. So this morning we're shining the spotlight on this organization that is not only changing lives through rehabilitation programs, but also showing up for communities where it matters the most. We're talking about Healing Horizon Rehab.
Yes, they've been making a real difference right here in the province, supporting Mogorwane community in the Sekhukhune area with food parcels during the rainy season, donating even 200 school shoes to families out in Seshego. And they are consistently running a soup kitchen to feed homeless individuals right here in the city of Polokwane. This morning, we are talking to the founder of Manchidi Foundation, Tonic Manchidi. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Morning, Mr. Jones, and to the listeners.
Ralocha, thank you so much for coming through and talking to us. We wanted to celebrate you today as our breakfast champion because your organization focuses on rehabilitation, but you've also gone beyond that to support communities in need. What actually inspired you to take on these outreach initiatives?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity again, Mpo. As you know, Mpo, that in our country, we have a serious challenge of unemployed youth. So our observation as the organization was that over the years, these youth get frustrated, end up using drugs and substance to try and deal with the frustration. So as the organization, we could not fold our arms looking at the youth, you know, losing focus and giving up basically on the future. And so that's how the organization was funded, because we started by, you know, just trying to organize universities for them, bazaaries. But we realized that these kids, they do go to universities, they graduate, they come back, there is no employment, and hence, they start, you know, using drugs and stuff like that. We said, no, let's start a foundation and the rehab that will definitely help the kids or the youth to take them off the street, you know, and to help them recover. Because it's not easy to recover from drugs once you are an addict.
Well, Tonic, you're running a soup kitchen at corner Hans van Rensburg and Excelsior Street right here in Polokwane. Obviously, there are financial implications involved, and that can be very expensive. How are you affording to run the project?
Mr. Jones, we rely on donations. There are generous people, you know. We normally embark on tour, community awareness tour, where we travel different provinces. And there are people who are in business who sympathize with us. And most of the time, they will send their donation to us to say, please do keep up with the good work that you are doing. And so we rely on donations. And we have some fundraising activities also in the organization.
And, you know, your work is rooted in work that helps people overcome drug addiction and rebuilding their lives. What kind of impact are you seeing in people through the interventions that you are making when you are dealing with those that are impacted by drugs and the likes?
Yeah, Paul, you know, the drive really comes from the parents who come to us and say, Ralebogwa, you really helped us. We didn't know where to go. We didn't know where to start, because our child here, you know, after university, there was no hope. We spent money as parents, paying for the fees, and they ended up in this mess where they are addicted to drugs. And, you know, after we are being able to help the kids recover, you know, that is our fuel. The parents who appreciate, who come to us and say, we really appreciate your effort. Keep going. That becomes our fuel on a daily basis.
You know, you've also stepped in situations where families cannot afford rehab. You know, how do you determine which families to assist?
Yeah, we normally in one of our campaigns, we go directly and speak to these addicts themselves and try to hear their situation. You'll find out most of them, their parents passed on already. And after their parents passed on, they somehow just lost it, lost focus in everything. And there is no one at home who is employed. They are relying on grants. So those will be the youth that will normally say, let us fundraise for them. Let's get the psychiatrist and the social worker to agree to assist this particular group of youth free of charge.
Well, Tonic, listeners who are inspired by what you guys are doing, how do they get involved? How do they support you?
Yes, Mr. Jones, you know, we are living in the very easy days of technology. It's very easy to get hold of us. We are on all social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, and we are also, our center is in Polokwane, number 142 State Street in Polokwane. That's where the center is based. On all social media platforms, we are HHR, that is Healing Horizon Rehab. And they can just get in touch with us and see how we better the future of the youth in our country.
Thank you so much, and keep on doing the amazing work that you're doing. I see that you're also going around the province. We wish you all the best, and we wish that supporters will come on board and support you in the amazing work that you are doing. You are our breakfast champion today. We celebrate what you are doing. That's founder of Manchidi Foundation, Tonic Manchidi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.